That's how it happened.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Oh, you know, speaking of being Japanese, I had a weird Three Doors the other day where the, I was just laying there trying to go to sleep and a bunch of the Hayek Winnipeg bullshit kept happening in my visualizations. Like, everything was sort of stretching out diagonally into a line, or like I would scratch my leg or something, and simultaneous, not with the actual movement, but with the intention to move, something would change visually in the field of what I was just sort of vaguely imagining. That's, I think, the sense doors blurring together thing. But it, like, the correspondence between what I was seeing and what I was doing or hearing or whatever was never as though there was any particular pattern to it. It was just definitely happening at the same time, more so than you could have done on purpose, because it was like in the before the three millisecond delay between when you intend to do something and do it, or between when you make a decision and when you recognize that you've made the decision or whatever. But eventually I was just looking at like a cyan and blue sort of abstract horizontal lines, and it sort of slid to the left, and a face came from like what would be the right side of the screen essentially, and it didn't get all the way onto the thing. It was a little jerky sort of a impermanence filtered thing, but it was and it was like a very abstract vectory iconic cartoon face of an evil Asian, it looked like an Asian kid with like bad haircut and glasses.
Oh,
in blue. And he had reflective glasses, you know, depicted opaquely, so you couldn't see his eyes. And then there was a little unknowing.
Are you sure that was Three Doors?
I'm pretty sure. That one actually matches Daniel's descriptions better than the other ones I've had, which have had some weird audio stuff. This one was silent.
So is that another fruition for you, or
yeah,
is it your first one?
No, it was another one. I mean, mind you, the way it works, and he's not actually, doesn't go into very much detail about this in the book, but it's not as though every fruition represents getting a different path or whatever. You go through what's called a review cycle, so you can have multiple fruitions that correspond to the same change of lineage or whatever. In any case, it's not as though there's really four paths as there's described in the traditional text. It kind of goes on fractally, and it's not something that there's a known endpoint to at all. Or if there is, if there is an endpoint, we've lost the knowledge of how to reach it. I kind of suspect that our brains may have changed since the time the texts were written, and that there was an endpoint for them, but that there's not for us, that we've co-evolved with language to the point that it's now considerably more difficult to reach, if not actually impossible. But that's just me theorizing.
Is that like that theory where the guy said that people weren't even cognizant of what they were doing until two or three centuries ago or something?
Well, he said the transition began in the Bronze Age, which would have been, I think, it's like 1200 BC or so. But the changes continued to take place up until at least the time of the Greeks. I am still reading his book in bits and pieces. It's very dense. Julian Jaynes, Origin of Consciousness and the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. But yeah, presumably that figures into things as well. Definitely there's a lot of overlap between what he talks about and what the modern neo-Buddhists talk about. Though not a lot of familiarity between the two groups. There is a Julian Jaynes Society. I haven't looked into them too much. I don't know if they're acquainted with Buddhist phenomenology at all.